Good day, and welcome to Communion of Saints from stjeromeschapel.org. I'm your host, Micah Jackson. Today is March 3rd, 2006, the feast of Blessed John and Charles Wesley. Do you have older brothers and sisters? Did you ever wonder if anyone would even recognize you in the crowd around the dinner table? Well, I bet you didn't have half the trouble with that that John and Charles Wesley did. When John was born in 1703, he was Samuel Wesley's 15th child. And Charles, born 4.5 years later, was Samuel's 18th. In the gospel text for today, Jesus sends out the 12 on a mission trip. That might have seemed like a welcome break for the Wesley brothers. Given that they couldn't have had much peace and quiet at home, it shouldn't be a surprise that the two of them would end up in the colony of Georgia in 1735. John was a missionary, and Charles worked for the governor, James Oglethorpe. When they returned from America, they both had a significant religious experience, only a few days apart. John wrote, "I felt my heart strangely warmed. I felt I did trust in Christ, Christ alone for salvation, and an assurance was given me that he had taken away my sins, even mine, and saved me from the law of sin and death." With this experience, the evangelical revival of the Church of England began to pick up steam. John and Charles were committed to the Book of Common Prayer and the way of worship it taught. Many who didn't understand that they had hit upon a wonderful way to continually encounter God in worship teased them and called them Methodists after their systematic approach to biblical study and liturgy. Now, if you thought that Charles being Samuel's 18th child was the biggest number associated with John and Charles Wesley, you'd be mistaken. Charles alone wrote over 6,000 hymns during his life, of which 24 appear in the hymnal 1982, and John contributed many as well. The Wesleys were very committed priests of the Church of England, and the break between the Anglicans and those we now know as Methodists came after both brothers had died. Still, their insight that scripture study and worship were two of the primary ways to encounter God, and that this encounter can be a source of strength and consolation to the worshiper, is as true today as it was then, no matter what denomination you follow. Let us pray. Lord God, you inspired your servant John and Charles Wesley with burning zeal for the sanctification of souls, and endowed them with eloquence in speech and song. Kindle in your church, we entreat you, such fervor that those whose faith has cooled may be warmed, and those who have not known Christ may turn to him and be saved, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Thank you for listening to Communion of Saints. Please join us on March 7th at stjeromeschapel.org for the Feast of Blessed Perpetua and her companions. I'm Micah Jackson. May God be with you.